The Bush administration has decided to rewrite the rules that now govern emissions from the largest, dirtiest, and oldest power plants in the United States. The electric power and coal industries have lobbied for this change for years, arguing that the old air pollution rules were expensive and inflexible. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Christy Whitman says the change will mean cleaner air and bigger power plants. Environmentalists disagree. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
When the Clean Air Act was revised in the late 1970s, manufacturers and factory owners were told to cut emissions quickly. But coal-fired power plant owners in the South and the Midwest argued that they'd go out of business if they were forced to make these changes. Congress responded by granting these plants a kind of exemption to the new law. As long as they didn't expand, they wouldn't have to buy new pollution control equipment. Environmentalists say the so-called new source review provision has proven to be one of the most important set of rules in the act. But Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Christy Whitman does not agree. She says these rules never made it clear where maintenance stopped and expansion began. As a result, all too often, plants have done neither.
What we're focused on is actual progress. We're focused on being able to show the public some measurable improvement in the environment.
At a press conference at EPA headquarters, Whitman said the Bush administration had decided to junk the new source review regulations and replace them with a more flexible set of rules. Scott Siegel, a spokesman for the electric power industry, says the old rules were abused during the Clinton administration, which interpreted almost every change as a form of expansion. He says those moves backfired by producing
powerful disincentives to installing technologically improved and efficient equipment.
It's not clear what the Bush administration is going to offer as a replacement for the old approach. Several alternatives were proposed at the EPA press conference. Administrator Whitman said all of the proposed changes would make it easier for old coal-fired power plants to rebuild aging generators and replace outdated equipment. She said that would allow them to increase their energy efficiency and their profits, which in turn would allow them to buy the latest pollution control technologies. But environmentalists like Phil Clapp of the National Environmental Trust fear a different result.
These rules are written to allow utilities that are supposed to clean up their facilities if they're going to make major modifications that would extend their life to do everything but tear down the plant and rebuild it completely and still maintain an exemption from strong clean air rules.
Clapp says the changes will allow the country's dirtiest power plants to remain that way for decades. He doesn't think it's a coincidence that these long-awaited changes were held back by the White House until just after the recent congressional elections.
And it's a payoff to 13 big electric utilities who gave over $4 million to get Republicans elected to Congress this fall.
Clapp says this decision will likely be the first of many controversial environmental proposals put forward by the Bush administration, which in his view is already notorious for the way it coddles polluters. But Scott Siegel, the spokesman for the power plants, says it's not the White House that's out of touch here.
The environmentalists are more interested in a tagline for their direct mail campaigns than they are in actually improving the Clean Air Act.
Industry groups said the White House decision was a step in the right direction, but not enough to provide them with economic certainty. A group of northeastern states led by New York and Connecticut has announced that it will sue to stop these changes. They have long complained about pollution from the coal-fired plants. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.